Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
If you have money to spare and want to support Irish startups at an early stage, it's possible to do so. And one of the more tax-efficient ways of helping Indigenous companies is through the EIIS scheme. My next guest specialises in providing a pool of investment money for Irish startups, and he may find himself busy towards the end of the year if, as expected, the government encourages more investing by cutting capital gains tax. He's Joe Bergen, and he's the new chief executive of Elkstone. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Joe. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Now, tell us about the two funds that Elkstone has, which specifically supports Irish startups.
Yeah, so I suppose Elkstone, first and foremost, what do we do? Joe, I suppose we're very much see ourselves as two parts to our business, venture and real estate. But from the venture side, very much we see ourselves as Ireland's domestic venture champion. We launched our first fund back in 2023, its largest dedicated seed fund supporting the next wave of best-in-class tech companies in Ireland. And this is a fund that comes with EIIS tax relief for Irish investors. So we've just concluded our primary investment period in that, and we have over 28 companies in that fund. And some exciting emerging winners coming out of that fund already, and we launched our second fund just before Christmas, and a planned final close later this year. So yeah, lots happening on the venture side.
Okay,
for us in
Elkstone. Tell us a little bit about the tax incentives that you've alluded to for people who do want to support Irish startups, the EIIS scheme. What is it?
Yeah, so basically, I suppose Elkstone have led the charge in relation to getting legislation changed regards to funds and venture fund EIS investment. And back in the, from 2020 to 2023, we managed to change legislation where basically Irish investors can invest in our fund, and they can get up to 30% EIS tax relief on their on the capital that they invest in our fund. So
what's that, what does that mean? If they put in 20,000, they can deduct up to what? From their income tax.
So basically the regulatory minimum to invest in our fund is 100,000. Mm-hmm. The maximum amount of capital we'll call in any one year is up to 20%, so i.e. 20,000 of a capital call, and they can qualify for up to 30% tax relief on income tax in that year on that capital that
they call.
They
would still be subject to capital gains tax once they sell out of the fund.
They would be, yes. So it's subject to CGT, which currently is at 33%. Obviously, the Taoiseach
one of the highest in Europe.
One of the highest in Europe, absolutely. One of the highest in Europe by a long margin, Joe. And look, obviously encouraged to hear our Taoiseach looking at an investment tax framework reform on that. We would very much encourage that, not just on the CGT side, but also on the exit tax, which is an outlier from an international standard. But yeah, certainly would like to see something happen there. And particularly when we talk about CGT in Ireland, at 33% versus some of our neighbours in the EU, where it averages somewhere between 17 and 18%, and even lower in the UK and the US, I think something needs to be looked at also to add an additional initiative to investors that are going to invest in Irish companies and Irish businesses.
What kind of initiative are you talking about?
Well, just an improved CGT. You could have two bands of CGT, for example, whether you're reducing the CGT that's there today, but also maybe a further reduced band for those investing in Irish startups and Irish businesses, keeping capital and investment in the country. I think would be important to look at that as
now,
well.
Now, we need to stress that investing in a fund with startups is far riskier than buying shares, which kind of tend to bubble upwards if you're patient. Whereas if you invest in a startup, it could go bust within a few years.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, like that, with Elkstone, you have two options. We've got our venture club where investors can pick and choose their own investments and the sizings of those investments. But very much, I think the fund in particular works well because, as you said, rightly said, venture by its nature is high risk. But I suppose investing through the fund, what does it give you? It gives you diversification. So you're guaranteed to have. If you look at our venture fund one, you'll have 28 companies, you know, so you're leaning on Elkstone as a professional investor doing the deal sourcing. And also what's critical as well, Joe, in regards to venture investment is portfolio management. So it's the ongoing support and monitoring of these companies, but also the follow on capital and deployment of funds, because you invest in these startup companies initially, though, as they grow and go, they'll be raising further funds and requirement to follow your money. So it's very important that, you know, you have strict discipline around the follow on deployment. So very much, if you look at our fund, 50% of our capital that we deploy in fund one and in fund two will be for initial checks. And we hold back 50% of the capital to follow the winners, the emerging winners that are coming out of the portfolios from years 4, 5, 6 onwards. So that's critical in relation to reducing the risk and making sure you have a well-diversified portfolio.
Thanks, Joe, and best of luck with those funds. That is Joe Bergen, the Chief Executive of Elkstone.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.